You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The beloved Bells. It's a two-bell Tuesday. We're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts, the draft that's upcoming. We've known for a long time that the draft is exactly the place where the Colts are going to make their hay this offseason. They're going to plug holes with the draft. They're going to mitigate future holes in the draft. And I think at 15, if he's available, they're going to go get the best tight end in the draft and finally put to rest this rotation of mediocres at tight end, and no offense to them, but none of them can do everything as well as Brock Bowers can with Georgia. So Colts going to take Brock Bowers if he's available at 15, right? I don't know. We'll talk about mock drafts and who's got the Colts taking whom at 15. And then a little bit at 46 too. The mock drafts are going to become more expansive as time goes on. And the more expansive they become, the more mistake-ridden they're going to be because nobody knows what the hell's going to happen. The 15th pick is going to be dependent upon the first 14 picks. Who is left at 15? That's going to determine where the Colts go with that 15th pick. We'll talk about it a little bit. And as is always the case, we're calling this Chris Ballard 8.0, right? This is his eighth offseason. And he's doing the same thing this offseason as he's done in most of the other offseasons. And that's really not too much in terms of free agency. Yeah, you get a backup quarterback, all right. You get a defensive tackle, all right. But other than that, not so much. And you know what? That's okay to this point because what the hell? What are we going to do? We can't sign people ourselves. So, you know, we can get mad if we want. Or we can hope for the best and know that the Colts are going to sign a safety or two. Know that L'Jarius Sneed is not walking through that door because the Colts don't make deals like that under Chris Ballard. It's not that L'Jarius Sneed would not look good in a Colts uniform. It's that the Colts don't do that kind of deal. That's that. They're not going to deal draft equity in return for a flawed player that they've got to overpay. He's not Revis Island. You know what I mean? He's not a Pro Bowl cornerback. He's pretty good. He would be an upgrade over every cornerback on the Colts roster. But, hey, you know what? At this point, who isn't? Juju Brent's pretty good when healthy, but you got to be healthy. You can't make the club from the tub. Right, we're going to talk about Indiana University basketball and its recent past in the NCAA tournament. And overall, you know, where do these coaches line up? And it's pretty remarkable how similar former coaches at Indiana are. And we're going to count current coach Mike Woodson among those that we kind of grade as being insufficient at the head coach spot. Does that mean that they're insufficient? Indiana can't hire a sufficient coach? Or is there a bigger problem with Indiana basketball than is fixable with a simple hire of a coach? We're going to talk about Butler just a little bit. They got a game tonight, opening round of the NIT. They've got the stones to play in the NIT, compete in the NIT, so we ought to pay attention to them. They're still playing basketball. There's a program in the state of Indiana that chose not to compete in the NIT. That's just awful. Terrible. Pacers, a loss last night. And as I watch more and more Pacers basketball, it becomes more and more apparent that Benedict Mathurin is a guy that this team really needs. I mean, they got a couple of guys in the starting lineup really not of a quality necessary to win games against a good team. It's going to cost them in the postseason as the Pacers go up against the best in the East, assuming that they make the eight that participate in the playoffs from the East. They're seventh right now, which puts them in the play-in, and that's not a place that this team ought to be. They have got to be better than that. With or without Mathurin, this needs to be a top six team. This is Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, March 18th, 2024. Wait a minute. It is March 19th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Hey, with MyBookie, you can win before you play. Up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus at MyBookie.com if you use the promo code Kent, K-E-N-T. Easy to spell, easy to remember, especially for people who watch this channel. The best part of MyBookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Invest in your information, your wisdom, your acumen for picking college basketball, especially in the month of March. You think that Purdue can't make the Sweet 16? Bet it. There you go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I want to make sure that you subscribe to this channel absolutely and forever. Thumbs up, that's the like button. Hit that for this video and every video. It's a nice thing to do. It's a polite thing to do. Hoosier Hospitality, and if you want to make a donation, make a donation. Insert a comment. Please comment with your donation question, and we will share it with the class, and we will talk about it. All right, let's talk about Colts mock drafts, shall we? Lance Zierlein has Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia, going to the Colts. You've got Pro Football Focus. They've got Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia, going to the Colts. Walter Football has Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Bama, going to the Colts. Also, Bucky Brooks from the NFL.com got Terrion Arnold, cornerback, going to the Brooks. Got Bowers going 16. So the Colts choosing Terrion Arnold over Brock Bowers. Charles Davis, he's got Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, going to the Colts. Daniel Jeremiah's got Nate Wiggins, cornerback from Clemson, going to the Colts. And in CBS, you've got Ryan Wilson at 15. He's got Brian Thomas, wide receiver, going to the Colts. So all these guys, they got Chris Ballard addressing a need in this draft. Wide receiver is a need. Cornerback, an obvious need. Tight end, despite the fact that the Colts have four of them, none of them do everything well. You know, Jelani Woods can't stay healthy. Kylan Granson is more a receiver. Will Mallory, more a receiver. Mo Ali Cox is a guy who's more kind of a blocker than he is a receiver. You got a lot of guys playing this position without checking all of the boxes that Brock Bowers checks. You could hire Bowers, keep two of the other four, and move on with your day by taking Bowers. Look, all you have to do is look who rides late in the NFL playoffs and see that you need a tight end. You need a real guy, whether it's Kelce, whether it's Kittle. You know, Gronkowski back in the day, Ertz. Like, you need a tight end who can do a lot in order and be explosive as a receiver in order for your team to rise to the top in the NFL. So why not get that guy in Brock Bowers? I think it makes sense. Pro Football Focus, they've got a 3-round draft where this is the perfect world. Bowers at 15, Kamari Lassiter, the cornerback out of Georgia, at 46, and then Brendan Rice at 82, the wide receiver, son of Jerry Rice from USC, coming to the Colts. That checks box one, box two, box three. That would be a perfect draft. Please, Chris Ballard, read Pro Football Focus. Take those guys. But don't grade Ballard 8.0 strictly off what he's done over the last week in this offseason. This offseason, it's a long offseason. And I know this one feels like all the other offseasons where not much is done via free agency, not much is done to bolster the roster. No mistakes are made, but no real risks taken. Nobody that the Colts are saying, hey, here's how we're going to win the offseason. You look at the teams that win the offseason, and right now there are probably two teams winning the offseason, Texans and the Bears. Let's see what happens. It's not who wins March. It's who wins in September, October, November, and December. Let's see if the Texans and the Bears can win during the regular season in the way they've won in this initial period of free agency. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. I don't think that the Bears have gotten much better. I just don't. I don't see it. I know they made a lot of splashy moves and they've generated headlines, but I don't think they're a better football team necessarily. I think the Texans have gotten better. But that doesn't mean that they're going to win the AFC South. And it doesn't mean that the AFC South is some budding monster in the NFL. That's not the way this is. The Jaguars, I think, have taken a step back. I think Tennessee has taken a step back despite a couple of flashy moves, and I think the Texans have kind of treaded water. Grenard is really going to be missed by the Texans. They've had losses as well as their gains. Nobody looks at the losses, right? Colts, who have they lost? Maybe Julian Blackman and Gardner Minshew? But Julian Blackman hadn't signed any place. Let's see what happens with the rest of this offseason, but they're not going to miss Gardner Minshew. It's ridiculous. They're going to be fine. Backup quarterback, I think they've taken a step up, the Colts have. Let's talk about the Indiana Hoosiers. What the Hoosiers have done, in the past 21 NCAA tournaments, IU has participated in 9 of them. That means they've missed 12. IU has made 1 Elite Eight in the last 30 years. Last 30 years, in the last 8 seasons, IU has compiled a 71-84 Big Ten record, a losing Big Ten record over the last 8 seasons. Not a small sample size. That's Archie Miller. It's Mike Woodson. It's the end of the Tom Crean regime, which was grim. People are starting to look at the Tom Crean era as some kind of high watermark for IU basketball. Are you out of your minds? Where do you set the bar for this program? IU did qualify for 2 of the first 15 NCAA tournaments. They won them both. Indiana has was ranked at least at some part of every Bob Knight 29 seasons. IU is ranked in every one of them. In the top 10 in 22 of the 29 and in 16 of those 29, Indiana was ranked at some point in the top 5. The winning percentage for IU coaches, number 1, obviously, and this goes back to like Branch McCracken, and we don't get into the grim Lou Watson era of Indiana basketball. Bob Knight, 73.1% of his games he won. Branch McCracken, 67.7%. So that takes us back to 2000. Like, those are the two primary coaches going all the way back to, like, forever. Then you get a little bit unwieldy. Mike Woodson, actually the third at 61.2%. He is 63-40. You've got Mike Davis as fourth, 59.3%, just 2% behind Mike Woodson. Fifth, Tom Crean, 55.1%. And, of course, he carried those first two seasons that were losers, and that affects his percentage. And then number six, Archie Miller at 53.6. Archie Miller just flat can't coach. You look at what he's done at Rhode Island. He can't coach. He's not a good coach. I don't think he's a good person. I think he is an indifferent human being. He is indifferent to humanity. And I don't think that's a good thing. I don't. I don't think he's a nice person. I think you got to be a nice person. Not all the time. I think sometimes you got to be a hard ass. And sometimes you got to hold people accountable. But I think that that's being a nice person. I think bringing accountability and bringing consequence is a good thing as a coach, a nice thing as a coach, because you're lifting players and forcing them to work harder than they otherwise would. Archie Miller was just, that was a bad hire. Let's talk about the Butler Bulldogs. They've got the opening round of the NIT tonight at Hinkle Fieldhouse. They play against Minnesota, which is going to be fascinating. Butler should win that game. Minnesota's frankly not very good. Despite having probably the best player on the floor in Dawson Garcia, Scott Gilley says Woodson skipping the knit to focus on recruiting. If he doesn't land a good recruiting class, do you think the AD will hold him accountable? I don't know to what level Mike Woodson's going to be held accountable, because I don't know politically how this works. And that's what's wrong with Indiana basketball. You got too many cooks in the kitchen. You got people offering opinions when they don't know what the hell they're talking about, and people being hired as a result of those opinions, and that is not going to work. You got to not have a room full of people making a decision about the next basketball coach at Indiana. You got to have one guy, Scott Dolson, in that room deciding who the hell the coach is going to be, and you roll with that. He hires the right guy, you reward Dolson. He hires the wrong guy, you fire his ass, and you hire an athletic director who can hire a basketball coach. I think it's that simple. Everybody getting together and offering their two cents on who the next IU head coach should be. Who the hell cares what these people think? Stop it. Stop it with the uninformed opinions. Let Dolson do his job. Hire a guy. Maybe he can hire the basketball version of Kurt Cignetti, who, granted, is 0-0 as a head football coach at Indiana. But he sure as hell a lot of fun to listen to. And when you listen to him, you think, all right, this is a guy. Tom Allen wasn't. This guy is a guy, and he talks like a leader, talks like a winner. Let's go. Pacers, they lose last night, 108-103. I watched this game. My God. If you've got, no offense to these guys, but Nesmith and Nembhard starting, you can't win. These guys, they scored 9 points apiece last night, and they weren't very good. They are not good basketball options, not good scoring options. Maybe their stock and trade is defense. I don't know. But put people on the floor who can score. They miss Benedict Mathurin. You miss a guy with the second unit, first unit, whatever unit, who can go get your ass buckets. You need that guy on this team. Nembhard and Nesmith, now granted, over the last couple of weeks when Mathurin's been out and these guys have played longer minutes, I don't think they played very well. Maybe they'll step up and start playing well, but I ain't seen it. I don't see any reason to believe that either of these cats is really going to pony up in a substantial way. Tomorrow night, they're at Detroit. First of a five-game road trip. Three of those games on the West Coast. They wrap up in Chicago in about a week and a half. You got to win three of these games. Let's go. Time to go. Doing what they did in the All-Star break, I don't know whether it's exhausting or what, but Halliburton just doesn't look right. Let's celebrate birthdays. Tim Cannelly, happy birthday. Tommy Warner, happy birthday. The great Dave Griffiths, happy birthday. The great Tom McAleer, whose daughter is coming to Purdue to be a libero for their women's volleyball team. How awesome is that? Congratulations to Tommy, the entire McAleer clan. Rhianna Nairmore, Bechtold, I played Little League Baseball with Tom. And a fine pianist, if I remember correctly, Tom McAleer. Mark Holm, of course, a native of Lake Bluff, Illinois. Trey Russell, happy birthday. Justin Kapanga, happy birthday. And Al Vogel, happy birthday. I don't think he's any relation to the great Art Vogel, who's an awesome radio dude in the city of Chicago back in the day. Did I say Rhiannon Nairmore Bechtolt? Happy birthday to her if I missed her the first time around. She, of course, a wonderful MS Communications alum. There you go. Happy birthday. You know what, Chuck? You have a great day. You're always there with the positive words. Lift each other up. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Be good to each other. We can fix a lot of problems in the micro, right? Just by one at a time in it. You know, trying to fix society with what we do, that's tough. But what we can do is make somebody's day a little bit brighter. And doesn't that kind of fix it? I think it does. Radio show coming up in a couple of minutes. Had a great time with Dan Dockich yesterday on his radio show. We'll do it two big brains this week. Got to figure out whether it's going to be Wednesday or Friday. Let's go. Let's go Hoosiers. Hey, win some NIT. Whoops. Not playing in the NIT. Deciding not to compete. How about that?
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.